Good morning, everyone. Once again, welcome back to another edition of the Community Corner here on KWHI. Craig Montana being joined by someone from the community about an event coming up that you should know about, that you can enjoy. And that event coming up this weekend, we've already had two of them. Well, we've had one and tried to have another one, but that is going to be Hot Nights and a Cool Tunes in downtown Brenham. And we're being joined in studio from Main Street Brenham is Jennifer Eckerman. And good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Craig.
How are you doing? Thanks for having me today. Good. Glad that you are with us. Thanks for coming in today. And, of course, Main Street Brenham, for years and years and years, you guys were kind of in charge of that, but then it kind of got rolled into the city of Brenham doing it now. So
yeah, that's right. You know, Main Street is a part of the city, but we really started that event years and years ago. I've been trying to think. I think it's like it's been going on now for like 13 or 14 years, and Main Street did it for the first 12. So, yeah, it's been going on a long time, been dedicated to Saturdays in July in downtown Brenham. So it's been a lot of fun, and we were really disappointed this last weekend when just the band just did not have time to set up with that, with all the rain that we had just in the downtown area.
Yeah. Now, of course, the rain stopped just before 7 o'clock. And so I know some people are, it stopped raining. Why couldn't you have it? But by the time the equipment got set up and they had sound checked, it had been, you know, just too late.
Yeah, they had really gotten here, wanted to get here even earlier than we normally have the stage set up. And just really had emptied a few of the things out of their truck when that crazy storm kind of blew through, where it was so windy. I mean, there were some branches coming down from trees around the courthouse, and they just never were able to really uncover the stuff that they had out. They had not put out any of their electricity, and it was just continuing to drizzle. So they were saying that it would take them at least 2 hours to set up, and you know, a little before six, it was still drizzling, and you can't just mess with that electricity.
Yeah,
like
you
that
know, because you know it
so
ruins.
It's very disappointing
it'll
for
ruin
everybody.
That, and they would have no sound it later
right,
on anyway.
Right, so. Exactly.
So unfortunately, did have to cancel that, and there's no makeup for that one.
No, there's not. The band's already said they want to come back next year, and we'll kind of see how that goes if that can be scheduled.
Okay. All right, so with that one in the books, of course, we had one a few weeks ago, which was a big success with the Texas Unlimited Band, so we know that people are enjoying it.
They are. You know, I think that might have been, we think that might have been the busiest first concert we've ever had. It almost looked like a Suede concert. We usually have Suede that last weekend, and it's normally the largest crowd of the month. But there was a really good crowd there for Tub. So we're excited to see what happens this weekend and next.
That's right, because I know you guys had a huge turnout for the Stray Cats Car Club, which
Oh my gosh, they had well over 100 cars and are excited too about the upcoming concerts, because they've had a lot of different clubs from Houston in the area interested in coming down and showing off their cool classic cars.
There you go. So, all right. So that's what's happened in the past, the first 2 weeks. Now we've got 2 weeks left. Coming up this Saturday is another big concert. And it'll be the first time that we've had these guys.
The Brown Sugar Band. They have been playing in the area for a long time. I think there are originally were 8 members, and 2 of those are still with the band. But it's a six-person band that'll be here Saturday. And, you know, we've always tried to have different genres of music. And over the years, we had this great performer, Big Otis. We've talked about that. Big Otis was outstanding, and he passed away a few years ago. And we've been really searching for some band who could come in and do that R&B, Motown genre of music. And we're hoping that Brown Sugar Band's going to be a lot of fun and entertaining for all the people who show up.
All right, so that's going to be this weekend, Brown Sugar Band. And, of course, the concert begins at 7 o'clock. So
7 to 10:30.
Okay. And for people who may are new to Hot Nights and Cool Tunes, don't know exactly what's going on, tell us a bit about what they need to know. when they get down there Saturday.
Well, it's definitely, it's a free concert. There's plenty of parking around the downtown area. Just come find a place and walk downtown. We've set up a stage for quite a few years. It's at the intersection of Alamo and Baylor Street, so that you can sit down, bring a chair, sit down Baylor Street or Alamo, and just sit back and enjoy the music. There's, like you mentioned, the Stray Cats Car Club has their just car cruise in, and people always enjoy walking around and seeing that. It's down, headed down Alamo Street towards Austin. But we just enjoy people coming out. We love to have you support all the businesses downtown. They offer, you know, food and drinks, and would love to have the support of those businesses. But it's just something that's been going on a long time. It's a great tradition, I think, for Brenham, and people enjoy it. It really, once that sun gets behind the buildings there that are on Park, and then we have the trees around the courthouse, it doesn't feel too bad out there around 7 o'clock. You know, it's hot, but nothing like the days are.
No, not at all.
So usually there's a little breeze that blows down the street, and it's just a really enjoyable evening.
And a lot of folks come out there, so get there a little early and get you a good spot. I remember when you guys first started this years and years and years ago, and it was just you just blocked off Baylor Streets.
We did. We just started. The band would sit at the would set up at the Baylor Street entrance to the courthouse.
Yeah.
And we started out with just, you know, a few people bringing lawn chairs. But it grew and grew over a few years, and just started expanding so much that the police were having to really watch where, you know, on Main and Alamo, because the crowd had gotten so big.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we decided, hey, we really need to be able to expand this to make it safer for people to come down and enjoy the music. And so that's when we moved the stage into that Baylor and Alamo intersection, and it seems to really have worked really well for us.
It really has, because you got those two streets going down, and it's just full of people. It's a lot of folks.
Yeah.
It's solid.
It is. It's so much fun to see. You know, actually, this is going back a long way, but we started trying to bring people downtown for music with an event called Taste, Tunes, and Treasures.
That's right. That's,
I don't know if you remember
the original,
that.
Our incarnation of that.
Yeah, so that's how we kind of started. But it just kind of morphed, evolved into this, because that was on Thursday nights.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of morphed into this Saturday event that is just so much fun, and so many people look forward to it.
They really do, and I know they're looking forward to next week GAC as well.
Yes. Suede is back, of course. Seems like everybody loves Suede, and it's typically has been our largest crowd. But we'll have to see, because that tub group a couple of weeks ago was pretty amazing. That was a great crowd.
Mm-hmm. All right, and Suede, next week will be the same deal. I mean,
same deal, 7 to 10:30. And, you know, it's free, and we just want people to come down and have a good time, enjoy being downtown. It's kind of what it's all about for us, is people making memories in downtown.
And it's a family-friendly event, so everyone is welcome.
Exactly. It's so amazing to see people, how you kind of watch, and there are, as you're setting up and starting to close the streets and set up the stage, there are a lot of people who come and just start putting their chairs out. I mean, we're talking before 5 o'clock. And so there are people who want those front row seats, and they'll come and set out their chairs, maybe run into one of the restaurants and get a bite to eat. But you have a good sized crowd there by the time 7 rolls around.
Mm-hmm.
You have people who come early, and then you have people who come later. And so there's this, probably around 8 to 9 is probably the largest crowd. But sometimes the people who come early will leave a little early.
Mm-hmm.
And then the people who come later stay later. So it's so hard to really judge how many people come to one of those, because they're coming and going. But now, you know, with all of the different things happening downtown with Home Sweet Farm and Rue Street and the live music that's available downtown all the time, from what I understand, that first weekend, there were people all over downtown. I mean, they weren't just there, but down at Home Sweet Farm and over at Rue Street. So it's just a fun time. And if you like live music and just sitting back and enjoying it, maybe having a drink or you know, something to eat, it's a great time in a really fun and vibrant downtown area.
And that's one of the great things about that, because you can come for, you know, the main act. And if you want to get up, kind of stroll around and go somewhere else for a little bit.
Go check out the cars.
Or go to one of those other places, Rue Street or Home
Absolutely.
Sweet Farm. Beverages there. Check out their places to come back for. You know, so, you know, make a night out of it, you know, kind of stroll around. There's a lot to see in downtown, especially when it comes to this event. So,
and yeah, some people really was like, I don't know why you have to stop it at 10:30. But it really, for us, it's great because people then can go on down to Home Sweet Farm or Rue and, you know, one of the other places, or go, you know, get something to eat later. So people who want to leave can leave, and the people who want to hang around and continue the evening can do that.
So there we go. So anything else people need to know about Hot Night School Tunes coming up the next two weekends before you kind of wrap up for the season?
You know, after doing this for so long, I don't think there's anything I have anything new to add. I think we're just ready. We're ready to for this weekend and Brown Sugar Band, and then to end it strong on Suede.
There we go. Suede again next Saturday, and Brown Sugar Band this Saturday, 7 o'clock downtown Brenham. Get you a good spot and then do the music. Of course, the Classic Car Cruiser and the Stray Cats Car Club. They've got just tons of great cars. And, of course, visit the mini shops. They've got the little booths set up.
Some of them are
up.
Open, sure. And we have some food vendors down there, because there's just so many people that you really can't everybody couldn't get into the restaurant. So there are a few food vendors there that you can get some kind of fun, good kind of festival food.
So everything you need is down there.
Everything you need.
Food, refreshments, and everything's good to go. So, all right. Well, Jennifer Eckerman from Main Street Brenham, we appreciate you coming in and visiting with us. And we wish Crystal Locke, who's about ready to have her second little one, normally would come visit with us, but she's indisposed. We wish her the best. And we'll see you, I guess. I'm sure you'll be down there.
I'll
this
be down
weekend.
There. It's going to be a fun weekend.
There you go. So Hot Night School Tunes of Recommend. We appreciate you
All
coming
right.
in
Thanks
talking with us.
Thanks for having me, Craig.
By the way, before we let you go, if anybody has any questions about Hot Nights Cool Tunes or Main Street Brenham or Downtown Brenham, who can they contact about that?
You know, they anything with Main Street and downtown, they can contact me at, you know, really just by email, Jay Eckerman, with two N's at the end, jeckerman@cityofbrenham.org.
Okay.
And be happy to answer whatever questions people have. And if I don't know the answer, I can direct you to the right person.
There we go. So there, if they have questions, that's how you get about it. All right. We appreciate you coming in.
Thank
there
you,
we go.
Craig.
We'll call today on that one. Again, another edition of the Community Corner here on KWHI. Thanks for joining us and tuning in today. Of course, we'll do it all again next Tuesday. Another event coming up in the area that you need to know about that you can enjoy. We'll talk about the Community Corner here on KWHI in Brenham.